Text numéro 2. A woman kills herself under Oregon's death with dignity law. Brittany Maynard, the terminally ill woman who revived a national debate about physician-assisted dying, ended her life on Saturday by swallowing lethal drugs made available under Oregon's law that allows terminally ill people to end their lives. She would have been 30 this month. Maynard moved to Portland from Northern California so that she could take advantage of the Oregon law. She ended her suffering from brain cancer right on schedule, as she intended, peacefully, in her bedroom, in the arms of her loved ones, said Sean Crowley, a spokesman for the advocacy group Compassion and Choices. Crowley said Maynard suffered increasingly frequent and longer seizures, severe head and neck pain, and stroke-like symptoms. As symptoms grew more severe, she chose to abbreviate the dying process by taking the aid in dying medication she had received months ago. The issue of physician-assisted dying is not new, but Maynard's youth and vitality before she became ill brought the discussion to a younger generation. Maynard used her story to speak out for the right of terminally ill people like herself to end their lives on their own terms. Maynard's choice was not without detractors. Some religious groups and others opposed to physician-assisted dying voiced objections. We are saddened by the fact that this young woman gave up hope, and now our concern is for other people with terminal illnesses who may contemplate following her example, Janet Marana, executive director of the group Priests for Life, said in a statement after Maynard's death. Our prayer is that these people will find the courage to live every day to the fullest until God calls them home. Oregon was the first state to make it legal for a doctor to prescribe a life-ending drug to a terminally ill patient of sound mind who makes the request. The patient must swallow the drug without help. It is illegal for a doctor to administer it. More than 750 people in Oregon used the law to die as of 31st of December 2013. The median age of the deceased is 71. Only 6 were younger than 35. 4 other states, Washington, Montana, Vermont, and New Mexico, allow patients to seek aid in dying. Maynard earned 2 degrees and had an adventuresome spirit during her short life. She was diagnosed with brain cancer on New Year's Day of this year and was later told she had 6 months to live. Before dying, Maynard tried to live life as fully as she could. She told the Associated Press in an October interview that her husband and other relatives accepted her decision. Adapted from The Guardian, October 2014.